Okay, turn your Bibles to Hebrews chapter number 3. Hebrews chapter 3, and in chapter 3, we have the beginning of this chapter is speaking about how the Lord Jesus Christ is greater than the great prophet Moses. And, of course, Hebrews is written to the Hebrew people and showing them that Christ, Jesus Christ, was the fulfillment of their religion, of their faith, and that they should be willing to turn to Him and to be faithful to Him. The Bible is talking about the faithfulness of the Lord Jesus. Verse 1, wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the holy calling, heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus. Now, the Bible is emphasizing here that the Lord Jesus Christ is the high priest of our profession. And the Bible tells us in 1 Timothy that there is one mediator between God and men. 1 Timothy 2:15. That mediator is Jesus Christ. 1 Timothy 2:5, excuse me. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. And of course, we think of Jesus Christ as our mediator, the one that goes between us and God. Now, the Bible specifically tells us that there is one mediator and only one. And there is only one person that we can go to get to God, and that's Jesus Christ. There is one mediator. Of course, there are others who think differently, that they are going to go to Mary, or they're going to go to some saint, or they are going to go some other way. But the Bible makes it clear that there is one mediator between man and God, and that one mediator is Jesus Christ. In Hebrews, Jesus is called the high priest. And the high priest in the Old Testament was the person and the only person who could go into the Holy of Holies, where the Ark of the Covenant was, which was a picture of the altar in heaven. And one time a year, the high priest would go into the Holy of Holies. And the Old Testament high priest would have to make a sacrifice for his sins. And then he would make a sacrifice for the sins of the people. And he would bring the blood and he would bring it on the altar as a payment for the sins of the people for that year. Of course, the fact that he had to do it every year was the testimony that it didn't really take away their sins. But it was a picture to the people of the one person who would not have to give a sacrifice for his sins, Jesus Christ, but who would be able to enter into the holy place of God and pay for all our sins. And he was able to do it one time. And that's why Jesus Christ is called our high priest. It's because he, one time, paid the penalty of our sin, and he took his blood, the token of his blood, and presented it to God the Father as the payment of our sin. And so he is our high priest. And the Bible talks about Jesus as our faithful high priest. And so he has done two things for us. He has paid the penalty of all our sins so we can have eternal life. He is also in this world tempted with all the sins that we are tempted with. And he was without sin. And so now he is able to help those who come to God through him. He is able to help them resist and overcome human weakness and sinfulness. And he is a faithful high priest. He is a faithful high priest, the Bible says, and that he forgives us our daily sins. 1 John 1:9. And he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins. And not only for our sins only. He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So the question is Jesus your high priest? If Jesus Christ is not your high priest, if you have not trusted him as your Savior, then you do not have a high priest. You have no basis to approach a holy God. Only Jesus is the one who paid for our penalty and is our high priest. There is only one person that you can pray to get to God the Father. That's Jesus. He is the high priest. He is the only mediator. And because he is the high priest, we can have help in our temptations and our weaknesses because Christ endured them without sin. Secondly, we can go to him and he will forgive us our sins as we confess them because he is our high priest. And we have direct access to God. I remember the story. You probably heard about the Methodist preacher. Right after he got saved, his pastor came to him and said, "You know, people are complaining about you that you're praying like you're praying directly to God." And he said, "That's true. I am. I'm praying directly to God," because he had accepted Jesus Christ as his Savior. So as we just stop at that one simple phrase, you know, it's the negative is this. That is the only means to God the Father is through Jesus Christ. And even as we heard about the deaf who don't know the plan of salvation, there's multitudes in this world who think that somehow they can get to God by some other way. Whether it's by good works. I was just reading about William Carey last night and how he, through his efforts, they were able to banish the practice, I think it's called sati in India, in which when a man died, they would burn his wife and cremate her, burn her alive, so she could go and minister to her husband in the afterlife. Well, somehow they thought they could get to God by some other way than the only way that God has provided, Jesus Christ. And so the great issue is, do you have Jesus as your high priest? And number two, do we go to our high priest and take advantage of this great privilege that we have to pray, to confess our sins, to seek Him for victory over sin and the power of sin in our life? And we can, because we have a faithful high priest. Let's bow in prayer. Father, we thank You tonight that Jesus is the mediator between God and man. I thank You that He is the one who did ascend into heaven with the payment of our sin being satisfied. And because that sin has been satisfied through Him, that we have direct access to God the Father. And Lord, I pray that those who are here that have not been saved, that have not had received that gift of eternal life by accepting Christ as their mediator, their Savior, who can forgive all their sin, we pray that You'd work in their life. I pray that each one of us would rejoice in the access that we have, unmerited access we have to God the Father through our faithful Savior, the Lord Jesus. And pray that You would bless even as we access God the Father tonight in prayer. Might You be glorified in Jesus' name.